I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. He invites us to come corporately as well and say about how that's different from individual prayer and why is there strength in corporate prayer?
Well, let's first remove the misunderstanding. One would be, if I can just get enough people together on this end of the seesaw, we can move God. Hmm. You know, so we'll just get a lot, you know, get all the people we can, and that's going to somehow load up the prayers. Now, listen, your prayer in Jesus' name has as much power as the whole rest of the universe combined. So if we are praying in accord with God's will, and by that I mean we are seeking his face in humility, in righteousness, then all that is needed is there. But what happens when we pray corporately? Well, number one, we may have our own prayers corrected, right? We may not have thought of things or weighed things or considered things as we have. By corporate prayer as the body of Christ, we do that aspect of where two or three are gathered in his name. There is he in the midst of them. By power, yes, but also by wisdom. By hearts being united, we don't just correct one another, we encourage one another. We sometimes are encouraged in the fight for the gospel when we recognize we are not alone, that on a distant hill we see there's another warrior there fighting with us. And sometimes when we see lots of warriors on lots of hills, we know I'm encouraged in my faith. There are others that God has called. So we unite our hearts because we're united in Christ, and in doing so, we encourage one another. Sometimes we correct one another. In all, we are standing before the world united in Christ's name, and in that, we are holding his banner high. And we are saying, whatever the world holds against Christ, he is yet the victor. He's the victor of our hearts, and he is the victor of all eternity. And we stand for his cause. So we're not just trying to gather at the numbers so that we're, you know, kind of voting for God to work. That's not the point. The point is that we, by testimony, by mutual support, and if necessary, even by mutual correction, are tuning our hearts to God's purposes, and there is great corporate advantage in that for witnessing God even in the kingdoms of man. So not just privately, we are to pray privately, but we also pray corporately because we recognize there is the strengthening of our hearts in doing so. Not necessarily the strengthening of our leverage against God. That's not the right concept. But the strengthening of our own hearts, as it were, the strengthening of our resolve, of our endeavor, of our statement, of our loyalty to Christ. All of those which ultimately strengthen our prayer, but not just, as I said, because we've got more people on this end of the seesaw.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.